Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wow, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here. He, of course, is here each week at just this time to bring us the ETF of the week. Now, Tom is the editor at ETFtrends.com. It is a website that he not only runs, but it brings in his picks, the things that he's interested in, but it also covers the ETF world from what's new, what's happening, what's changing, what's going on. And we bring a lot of that here to this segment as well. We'll talk about what's new and hot. We'll also talk about what's trending. But if you want to learn more about anything that we talk about here, or you just want to be more educated on ETFs, check out ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom is on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Vanguard FTSE Emerging Markets ETF, ticker symbol VWO.
It's the VWO, the Vanguard FTSE Emerging Markets ETF. So emerging markets right now, well, we've had a lot of people making strong cases for emerging markets when it comes to emerging markets bonds. When it comes to emerging markets stocks, we've gotten kind of a mixed bag. The guys who are really interested in it are saying, what a great spot right now. And everybody else is kind of going, wow, it's a little touchy. So I'm curious, is this one of those trending plays? Is this a, hey, you want to put it on your radar screen? Why emerging markets now?
A little bit of all the above, Chuck. So first of all, if you're listening to this and you're an individual investor, ask yourself, what percentage of your portfolio do you have invested outside the U.S.? Remember, 55% of global market capitalization is outside the U.S. That doesn't necessarily mean it's more risky. A lot of people feel that investing outside the U.S. is more risky. It's not. It's a way to diversify, including emerging markets. Emerging markets 10 years ago used to be a lot more risky than they are today, but these countries that are looking for more respect, have embraced technology, they've embraced trading, they've embraced accounting regulations, and again, in their own way, are very, very inexpensive compared to developed markets. So as an example, in the U.S., our price-earnings ratio right now is about 22. In emerging markets around the world, it's almost half of that, around 13. So why wouldn't you diversify? Why wouldn't you buy something that's less expensive? And if you do want to do that, an ETF really is the way to go. There are a lot of emerging market mutual funds out there that are not tax efficient, are expensive, have big expense ratios, and their performance has been below par of major market indices like the FTSE Emerging Market Index that's tracked by this ETF, VWO. We all know Vanguard. We know the expense ratios in this ETF are very, very small comparatively. So it's got the fundamentals going for it. It's got the price going for it. And most importantly, from a diversification standpoint, as we've had a 9-year bull market in U.S. stocks, and to a degree, emerging markets have been challenged, this is something to consider.
But what you didn't say there is that it has the 200-day moving average going for it. Does it have that too?
Well, it does, and it's above its trend line. So if you don't have emerging market allocation right now, Chuck, it's something to consider because it's above its trend line, and it's not a good amount above its trend line. If you feel like emerging markets might be worthy of some of your assets, put them over there, but keep an eye on that 200-day average. Use that as the sell point if it happens to dip below the average. And we may see a trend that goes on for a few more years just based on the valuation alone.
this is one of those interesting cases where you can make a case for somebody, hey, you don't have enough emerging markets, you want to get into it, and you could say you want to be in it full time. And we've had some fund managers, some, you know, Matthews and Seafarer and what have you, great emerging markets fund managers, and you could decide you want to go that route. Or the other side is, no, because emerging markets make me nervous, do that trend play. This is one of those cases where, because there's nervousness, the trend play makes a lot of sense, even for someone who doesn't normally go that way, right?
Absolutely. There are a lot of people out there, Rob Arnott in particular, who I know personally is putting a lot of his personal wealth into emerging markets, over 50%, which is amazing. So you usually do it when you don't feel good about it, and it pays off. When everybody is dancing in the streets and feeling really good about the markets, well, that's not a time to invest. So that's definitely something to consider. And then finally, if you do have an emerging market mutual fund, look at the performance of that fund versus this ETF, and especially what you're paying to be in it.
Yeah, because that's the other side, is that, you know, we all know low cost wins in the end as a general rule. This is that. Are you going to be active, or are you going to be doing passive and doing the index side of things? Interesting pick, Tom, and interesting timing. It's the Vanguard FTSE Emerging Markets ETF. The ticker symbol is VWO, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can learn more about Tom Lydon's website and his services by going to ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. And as long as you're going to Twitter to follow them, we'll make sure you don't miss anything that Tom is talking about. Follow him on Twitter as well. He's at Tom Lydon.